from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
There's a couple guys he certainly doesn't want to trade. One is Luis Robert. The other is Garrett Crochet, not necessarily in that order. But if you overwhelm them with something, then you have to listen to it. You have to entertain that idea if you want to make your club better. That being said, I don't think that that they're going to trade Crochet.
I'm with Steve Stone. I don't think they're going to trade Crochet, and I've been on record now for several weeks, a couple of months, I guess, in that I would not. When you draft a pitcher in the first round, you dream of him turning into Garrett Crochet. It's what you dream of. And when they drafted Crochet a few years ago with scant college experience, but that big-time arm, and then used him in the bullpen, he was part of ambidextrous gravy, he and Michael Kopech, in a different time when I thought that the White Sox were all set to win. And, you know, you dreamed of him being able to do what he is doing right now. And I know it's a rough day yesterday, a 45-pitch, a fourth inning leads to a 93-pitch outing, and he's out after four. But regardless, he has been phenomenal. He right now, he's a top 10 starter in Major League Baseball. You could argue that he's a top 5 starter in Major League Baseball. You could get a huge pile of players back, but you've got a guy who looks like he is ace material. And here's the other thing. In terms of like his makeup, his confidence, his demeanor, the personal side, you've got a guy who is at the very top of the scouting scale in that too. And that has been clear. Stud. Confident. Good communicator. This is the kind of person, Garrett Crochet, who, yes, you should pay. And maybe they've already talked to him and it hasn't gone as well as they liked and they're a little nervous about that. Okay, we'll go talk to him again. Because you should lock him in. Even if he ends up needing a Tommy John, which would be his second. Okay, people get it twice now. So some people do. And I don't think that he's going to. But, you know, who knows? It's a crapshoot, obviously. But this is a dude who is good enough and mature enough to be your 1-1 ace for a young rotation that is, frankly, the quickest way for you to develop an identity of some kind. Jonathan Cannon goes today. I already talked about Drew Thorpe, who was real good a couple of days ago. I mean, they've got more. They've got some very interesting young arms who are going to come up. And they're going to come up soon. And, you know, there are a lot of dudes to be excited about. Noah Schultz is going to be a big-time pitching prospect that you will enjoy when he gets up here. At just 20 years of age right now. I mean, there are some dudes, man. And when you're going to add them into this mix, that pitching staff, with Crochet as your 1-1, as your ace. And Noah Schultz is one of the people at Birmingham who's been absolutely terrific. You hold on to Crochet and let him helm your rotation. So I'm glad they're asking a lot. And I'm glad it's kind of convoluted because I don't want them to trade Garrett Crochet. Now, you get an offer for Luis Robert, we can talk. Luis Robert is unbelievably talented, but he's not a perfect player. And there are a lot of injuries, and there are a lot of things about Luis Robert, including the way you played that fly ball the other night, that bother you. His chase rate outside the zone bothers you. And there's availability issues that bother you. And I don't know that they're going to get any kind of offer of consequence to make a Luis Robert move, but they could do it again in the offseason if you let him play healthy and hope he plays healthy the rest of the way. But if there's an offer that they really like for Robert, I would go ahead and do it. For Crochet, I would not. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. All right, let me hear this. This is Craig Counsell and Paul Sullivan the other day in pregame. Some questions about the trade deadline. Because the latest that we know from writers of consequence and hearing from folks is that the Cubs have not decided just yet. You know, are they going to be sellers? I mean, probably. But publicly, the word is that they haven't decided just yet. And we'll have to see. I mean, maybe they're holding out hope for some kind of crazy July run here like they had last year, but the schedule does not allow for it or does not seem to make it possible. June was their month to make hay, and they very much did not. And the way they play right now does not look like a team you should invest in. But I want to hear this. This is Sully and Craig Counsell from the other day, pregame on the trade deadline.
Jed said a week ago that the team didn't start showing something, that he was going to have to start thinking of other options. Did you guys talk about that at all? I mean, you haven't really improved since then.
No, we have not talked about that, but I'm sure.
How often do you talk?
How often do we talk? Daily. Yeah.
And it doesn't come up.
It doesn't do anything for what we have to do today for me. Do I know? I know that stuff has to be on his mind. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And that's not on your mind too, or?
No. What am I going to do about it?
Well, I thought that you were kind of a team there too.
But what am I going to do about it right now, like today?
Today, nothing.
Yeah.
But you still have to think about the future, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think this is how it works for every team in this spot in July. Like, every team goes through this, and your job is to play better. And that's where you got to put your energy to, and that's where we'll put our energy to.
Hey, man, when you got hired, they talked about you as a partner. They talked about you as equal footing. Every decision, everything they go through. And I know that the big picture stuff sucks to have to talk about every day as a manager when you got to worry about winning today. Those questions are coming. Those questions are coming, and they're going to keep coming because you are thought of. It's not as simple as it was for David Ross to say, that's up to Jed. Talk to Jed. It's not. They told us you mattered on the executive level. As one of the reasons that they hired you. So, man, this does not look like a team right now that is unlucky and in a slump, as a texter points out right here at the top. Like, can we please agree the Cubs are what they are? Not unlucky, but in a slump. Not in a slump, that they are bad. They are not good. I went ahead and declared that last week. Yep, we are not good. Remember, we are good. That was a thing. We are not good. Is the truth of the situation as of right now. It just is. And it's scary. Frankly, it's scary. Let's go back to Pat in Cedar Park on 670 The Score. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Yeah, sorry I got disconnected from you.
You're good.
But yeah, so I wanted to talk about Swanson. I'm sure a lot of guys already have, but with what they gave him and what he's been producing, especially this year, like he's at 203 right now. Last year he batted 244. His slash line this year, I looked at it yesterday. I don't have the exact numbers, but they're gross. His on base is like 280-ish. His slugging is in the mid-threes, which is just the ugliest numbers ever. And I know he's not a big power guy. That's not why they got him. But he's at least supposed to be hitting for contact. He's got over 60 Ks, I think, this year already. And to pay this guy $177 million over 7 years, you know, people were talking about, especially on Twitter, oh, here it's Jason Hayward all over again. I wouldn't even go that far because at least with Hayward, you knew what you got with the glove. You knew you had a gold glover out there and he had a cannon of an arm. Swanson does not have a cannon of an arm. And this year the defense – has gone down. The defense is average, I would say, from Swanson. He's not playing gold glove defense. And if you saw yesterday on the Marquee Network, I canceled my subscription from that 2 months ago. But I was so happy Cliff Floyd said what he said. If you didn't see the clip, viewers and Steve, you got to watch it. He basically called out Swanson on the air. And it was really good stuff, man. And he basically just said, look, something's got to change if he can't get this right, get this together. And he's at the point now where he's even calling, singling guys out on the air after the games. And I love what he said. And he's so right. And it just needs to start – guys need to start being more accountable single-handedly. It's not a team thing. And like you said, this is not a, oh, we're unlucky, we can't hit. No, this is a bad team. This is – these guys are playing bad baseball.
Yesterday was bad baseball. Yesterday was non-competitive at bats. Yesterday was sloppy stuff in the field, and it's really disappointing. And some of that is on the manager and the coaching staff on the day-to-day. Some of that is in the mindset of the players who are pressing and are down, and I think partially because they thought they needed help after last year's collapse and didn't get quite enough, and now here they are. It started to trend badly, and nothing was really done. We heard that there were a lot of kids that maybe could come up and play, but they didn't come up and get used or really contribute. I mean, PCA is starting to contribute now, but Matt Mervis was bad. Where's Owen Casey? Where's Matt Shaw? Like, if those guys are not close, Canario came up, didn't play that much. So it's like, the farm system was supposed to be delivering help right now. This is how you have a good year, is when players play better than expected. And the Cubs don't have people playing better than expected. Don't have really anybody playing better than what the projections were. I mean, other than Shota Imanaga and, you know, I mean, very, very few guys who are actually doing that. There's been a lot of people playing under their expectations. It's been a rough go. There are rumors flying around as to what has happened with the roster spot for Hunter Biggie, and now we have it confirmed from Taylor McGreger. Oh, man. Colton Brewer, the Cubs pitcher Colton Brewer, punched the dugout wall yesterday and broke his hand. This is... This is now, that is an embarrassing story to add to the mix.
Oh my God. So that happened yesterday?
Colton Brewer, bad day yesterday, including the errant throw on what should have been a double play ball. Former guest of Hit and Run, Colton Brewer. Former closer. Guy got used as a closer by Craig Counsell in an admission that he didn't really have a lot to work with. Colton Brewer has broken his hand punching the dugout wall yesterday after being removed from the game. Oh my God. Shades of Kyle Farnsworth kicking the box fan and breaking his foot. You guys remember that one? Shades of Gus Frerotte celebrating and banging his head against the wall. But frustration injuries. Who else? Zambrano have a frustration injury?
I want to say he hurt himself when he busted up that Gatorade dispenser in Wrigley. I know, like, you know, Kerry Wood tripped into a hot tub.
Silly ones. But if I think Zambrano did have a frustration injury. I believe.
I remember
so.
Him. I thought he broke a hand or a pinky or something like that at one point, but I don't remember exactly.
But I mean, there was the Gatorade cooler. There was the cooler. There was the drink machine. There was a lot of stuff for Zambrano. But Farnsworth kicking the fan is the one that immediately comes to mind. And when I say kicking a fan, it wasn't Bleacher Jeff. It was a box fan in the clubhouse. Folks, stay away from the wall. Stay away. The wall is a very powerful presence. Folks, I don't think Larry Holmes or Marvin Hagler or Sugar Ray Leonard or Mike Tyson could defeat the wall. I don't think they could.
No.
Man, that is some embarrassing stuff. So Hunter Biggie is here. big right-hander, 26 years old, throws in the high 90s. Colton Brewer going to be designated for assignment today or placed on a long injury list? I mean, guy was grabbed after being in Japan and being a Yankee, being a Red Sox. He has decent stuff. Bullpens, man. Bullpens are freaking crazy. It is crazy. The Cubs and Jed have an arrogance about bullpens of being able to tweak dudes with their pitch lab and find something special, and they've been able to do it, teaching a splitter to Mark Leiter Jr. They didn't figure it out with Jeremiah Estrada, sent him on his way. That's a fastball that you probably shouldn't have gotten rid of. And they're trying to figure out with some others. But, man, these days, the modern bullpen, 95, 96 is not enough. You need guys to throw 98, 99.
And we thought they maybe had figured something out when they picked up Ryan Tepera, Andrew Chafin through like 18, 19. It looked like they kind of had figured some of these things out. And now, you know, this isn't, you know, Not at all. And you can build a bullpen on cheap, but you got to put money into it at some point.
You have to target high velocity. You have to target high velocity in the back of that bullpen. You just do. Now, a couple of guys hurt. Julian Merriweather being hurt is a problem. Man. Texter brings up Milton Bradley arguing and blowing out his ACL. Arguing with an umpire. He blew out his ACL while arguing. So that's one. But the frustration, my goodness. Colton Brewer now breaking his hand on the dugout wall. That is just about everything you need to know about the Cubs season here in 2024. Unbelievable. We'll do team of the moment when we come back as backdrop for continued conversation. Phone lines are buzzing. And we're talking with you on Hit and Run on 670 The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
In the air to deep left field. That ball is back and it's headed into a sea of San Diegans. Manny Machado walks it off.
Step up at the biggest moment of the game and get it done again, my friend.
Gotta catch my breath. Well, just told you about this team. We never stop fighting. You know, we have that fight in us, and you know, obviously it was a tough ninth inning there for us. But you know, we don't stop the fight. We come in and we continue to compete. And this team's been doing that all year, and we're gonna continue to do it. Especially in front of the fans tonight, sold out crowd here tonight. It was awesome to you know, give them a show, and you know, what a happy ending.
It was the team of the moment, offering entertainment. The team of the moment, they caught our eyes.
The San Diego Padres are the team of the moment in MLB, according to me, Matt Spiegel, here on Hit and Run. They're 12-4 in their last 16 games. They are the team of the moment because of their performance. Last 2 weeks, third in batting average, sixth in OPS. Manny Machado, you heard right there, with 5 home runs. Luis Arraez has 16 hits in the last 2 weeks. But they're also the team of the moment because of the intrigue constantly surrounding them and their front office. A.J. Preller is a madman. I envy the activity and the frenzy of A.J. Preller, who will sign aggressively when he's got Fernando Tatis Jr. He will sign him to a long-term deal preemptively. He will go out and spend for Manny Machado. He will be aggressive and trade for Juan Soto, but he's not afraid to unload Juan Soto when he looks like he's not going to sign him. And he finds an incredible deal, seemingly, which he got from the Yankees, as Michael King is a part of things. And then he turns Drew Thorpe from that deal right around into Dylan Cease. Already this year, he's gone out and gotten Luis Arraez with a preemptive move, and you know they will do more. As the deadline comes, you know they will do more. They pay superstars, does San Diego. But then they also make deals to shed money aggressively, and things move. It's a little more volatile. It's a little uncomfortable, maybe, to be the owner of the Padres and to be a fan of the Padres, but you know there is going to be intrigue and activity. And they have a situation right now with Yu Darvish, who was gone for a family issue, an undisclosed family issue. He's been hurt since May anyway, but now gone for what they're saying is an indefinite leave. So maybe that heightens the aggression for the Padres, who find themselves a wild card team right now. And there's a lot of good stories, man. Jurickson Profar is going to be a first-time All-Star after being a hot bleep youngster as a Texas Ranger and then slugging it out to hit 10 years of service time. Jake Cronenworth is an interesting player with first base and second base utility in fantasy leagues, by the way. They're just an interesting, intriguing, fun team. And I envy A.J. Preller. For either side.
And Petco Park's awesome too, right?
Yeah, Petco is awesome. It is true. Profar, by the way, one of four active players who homered as a teenager. They are Mike Trout, or homered as a 20-year-old, excuse me. They are Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, Juan Soto, and Jurickson Profar. That's how long that dude has been around. I love that particular trivia question. All right. It's Hit and Run with me, Matt Spiegel. The breaking news on 670 The Score, which is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. Today is twofold. One of them is Bulls. DeMar DeRozan is a Sacramento King. Part of a sign-and-trade last night, the Bulls get Chris Duarte, 27-year-old oft-injured point guard, former Indiana Pacer, who can definitely play. They get him, and they get 2 second-round picks. And that's interesting because they don't seem to have been a franchise that values second-round picks. I wonder if those second-round picks are going to be part of what they might have to offer to go along with Zach LaVine to facilitate a trade. I don't know. It's very interesting. We'll see what happens. But there'll be lots of time during the week to talk about DeMar DeRozan. And, in fact, later on today, Trista Crick, who is very good at her job, will be on this afternoon after Cubs postgame. Trista Crick will be on right here on The Score from 4:45 or so until 7 p.m. So be tuning back in for Cubs post, and also for DeMar DeRozan Bulls conversation. Trista, very good on the NBA. She'll be on from 4:45 until 7 later on today. There's more breaking news, though, and that is that Colton Brewer, the Cubs pitcher, broke his left hand while punching the wall in the dugout in frustration yesterday. It was his left hand, not his pitching hand, but it still means he's going on the 60-day injured list, and Colton Brewer is embarrassed. Our Bruce Levine out there at the ballpark sent us a couple of pieces of tape from Colton Brewer. Here he is explaining what happened yesterday in the dugout.
Counts took me out of the game yesterday and, you know, paced in the dugout a couple of times, and, you know, my frustration got the best of me. You know, just let a couple of punches into the wall, and it was just, you know, my intention wasn't to break my hand. Just, I all get frustrated and make mistakes, and, you know, that's no excuse. You know, there's a lot, there's a lot I can prove out there, you know, that I'm willing not to do stuff like that. But, you know, I just, you know, emotions just get the best of us at times.
What are your emotions today, having broken your hand that way?
What comes to mind the most is, you know, letting my family down and, you know, friends, teammates, people at Wrigleyville. It's just, it's kind of heartbreaking to me right now, and there's no pain in it right now. It's just, I can't believe something like that happened.
Man, he sounds down, understandably. That dude has been around in his 30s, pitched for the Red Sox, the Yankees, pitched in Japan last year, getting a shot this year in some late inning situations, a shot as a long guy too, an important piece all of a sudden to a bullpen scrambling like crazy, and has been decent, but yesterday bad and with a throwing error and was frustrated. We have another piece of Colton Brewer talking about what here, Sean, what's the angle
just
on
like
this
how
one?
This is a bad situation to be in.
Yeah, it is.
To be in a situation like this is a bad thing. You know, I can only, you know, just keep praying to God and that I'll just, you know, come out on top of this, and, you know, life going on, my career going on is going to be all right, and we'll see.
You know, Colton, all I can say is that when the rain washes you clean, you'll know, okay? And I got to tell you, man, thunder only happens when it's raining. Okay. So maybe that'll make you feel better.
Did you just come up with that?
Yeah, man, I did.
That's really thoughtful.
You think those lyrics are going to work?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. It's gonna brighten his mood, though.
Thunder, it only happens when it's raining. That's the thing. It's actually not true, by the way, right? Thunder does not only happen when it's raining.
There is heat thunder.
That yeah, of course there is. And it can happen before it rains, you know?
I like to keep the listeners informed on all the meteorology.
Yeah, everything.
You know, we touch everything here at Hit and Run.
Yeah, Fleetwood Mac, timeless, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, God. Some more of your phone calls. I mean, Ben in Queens, how's your hand? Is it broken from watching the Cubs? Have you punched anything recently?
Oh, doctor, I just spoke to the nurse. I'll get to it. It hurts here. It hurts there. It hurts everywhere. It hurts after the sixth inning. It hurts every time Christopher Morel's name is mentioned. It hurts every time Patrick Wisdom is hitting in the two hole. I think I'm allergic to Hayden Wisniewski. Please, I've been self-medicating. I was self-medicating with the Yankees, but then I got the same bad effects these past 2 weeks. So I've switched to a mix of the Orioles and the Dodgers. I could keep this up all day, frickin' long, Speaks. But, you know, just to carry the illusion of the medical visit one step further,
yes.
Have you seen the chart? Have you seen the chart? I like looking at standings as charts.
Okay.
You know, if you look at the Cubs chart, it went up and it's gone down at a 45-degree angle. If it was the trajectory of a plane, you'd be looking for a frickin' parachute a long time ago. And the Cardinals, yeah. The Cardinals are exactly the opposite. And I look at them, I look at the Cardinals. Okay, they got one dude with an OPS above 900. And then they got a couple dudes in 750. And everybody else has got a weighted runners created plus, you know, between, you know, 101 and 116. And the Cubs got three dudes, you know, that are actually now trending in the right direction. But I can't make an argument for this slop because it's absolutely horrible.
No, you're right. It must drive Jed Hoyer crazy. The Cubs have five dudes right now in the top 100 of hard hit rate. I mean, Seiya Suzuki and Ian Happ and Michael Bush are now legitimately offensive players having pretty good years, especially with the environment of this season. I mean, Michael Bush is putting together a very nice rookie season. He absolutely is. A rough play yesterday where a line drive went past him, but he has made some strides defensively as well. Ian Happ has been on fire for a while now. Seiya Suzuki continues to hit the ball hard, very hard. He's got an OPS over 800. It's nothing to sneeze at. Not superstars, but all three of them, very solid, helpful, useful players. And yet the Cardinals are where they are, rolling, and it's freaking maddening. It absolutely is. But look, Jed Hoyer said yesterday, and he's talked about it before, that last year, every day, an internal memo would go out. Here are our playoff odds, guys. Here are our playoff chances, you know, in July. So I don't know. I don't know if we can be buyers. They wanted to be buyers so bad. And then they got the 8-game win streak, which was, of course, sparked by the 3-game sweep from me, Elise Menneker, and Mike Esposito of the Cardinals in July. You're welcome. It's easier to say you're welcome if they had not fallen apart in September. But anyway, so there was that. And anyway, so right now, the internal memo going around, it can't look good. It can't look good on the odds, the playoff odds. They're only in front of the Rockies and the Marlins in the National League. That's it.
That hurt me.
That's it, man. And yes, those teams are way worse. The Rockies are 8.5 games back of the Cubs, and the Marlins are 9.5 games back of the Cubs. But that's it, man. The Nationals. You want to bet on the Nationals' young core and payroll flexibility? Or what the Cubs have? See, James Wood? James Wood looks good. You have the James Wood home run?
Not in the system yet, but yeah.
I thought I saw you put it in. Thought I saw it on the doc. I got excited. Yeah, I do. It says it right there. It's on the document, Sean.
I know.
Now you're letting me down.
I did.
James Wood hit that one to the opposite field, and then he doubled to the opposite field, too. That's a top five prospect in baseball, best prospect for the Washington Nationals. He's up there. DJ Hers struck out 10 again. That's okay. We don't need it. We don't need it anymore. Come on back. Come on back, young fella. I just... It makes you freaking crazy. makes you absolutely crazy. Thank you very much. Closing the door. I'm ranting so loud that another producer had to close the door. Sean, could you ask him to go downstairs and get our 11 o'clock guests?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. All right, back to the phone lines we go. Oh, goodness. This is Ron on the South Side as we mix it up. Cubs calls and White Sox calls on Hit and Run the rest of the hour here on The Score. What's up, Ron?
Hey, Speed. Gary Crochet will look real good with that team in the moment.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, he would. And you know, AJ Preller's going to get crazy. He's going to get crazy and offer you almost everything he's got. You want the 20-year-old catcher? You want Ethan Salas?
Right. So, but look, and I agree with you regarding Luis Robert. You're not probably going to get full value for him. They're just going to have to let the season play out.
Mm-hmm.
And to tell you the truth, Speak, they can look at it like, okay, if they can really get something, fine, but if not, you could do a little worse. He's still a talent. But Speak, I have to disagree with you regarding Crochet. The White Sox cannot afford not to trade him. And the reason I say that, Speed, the team is terrible. Not only, if you look at the minor league system, yeah, Colson, Montgomery, but in order for them to get better, Speed, we know they're not going to go the free agency route. You have to trade. What it appears that their strength, maybe a little surplus, I love Drew Thorpe. That's what I really like, but don't trade him. But it appears they do have some pitching. So, Speaks, you have to trade from your strength. Certainly, you usually, ordinarily, you would not trade a talent like that. But this is a historically bad team.
I know, but Ron, look, I really like Drew Thorpe. But Drew Thorpe is a change-up guy who's got to be ahead or even to be effective. And he's got he's got a lot of different stuff, but he is not going to overpower anybody. Crochet is a true ace who can go out and overpower everybody. It's not, because Drew Thorpe is not the reason you don't trade Crochet, because he is straight up ace material. If Noah Schultz, you believe, is going to come up and be an ace material because he's been dominating dudes at AA. Okay, then maybe. But like Thorpe and Cannon and some of these other guys are middle of the rotation starters. I don't think there's anything more valuable than a true 1-1. I don't think there's anything more valuable. What it does for a team psychologically, how it just kind of sets you up, and I think Crochet can be better than Cease, and I don't. So I very much disagree, Ron, but this is why baseball is the best game for talk radio. It is the best for conversation. There are endless conversational roads. I know they need stuff. I know they need a wide array of position players. You just got to be smarter and better at going to get them and going to find them. And you got to trade Fetty. Trade Eric Fetty. Eric Fetty is a terrific sign-in flip by you. And because there's an extra year, then I hope the Red Sox will give you plenty. Maybe the Mariners, but they need offense. Maybe the Mariners for Luis Robert. What's our Jose Rodriguez, what's our J-Rod update on the MRI that he was getting? You know? The Julio Rodriguez update. I want to know. He's got a quad injury. He's getting an MRI. Trader Jerry DePoto. If Julio Rodriguez is going to be gone for a while, this is already an offense in need, then go take advantage of Jerry DePoto for Luis Robert right the hell now. So we'll see. But both the Cubs and the White Sox, maybe they could do it in Jed Hoyer's backyard, where apparently Jed Hoyer and Chris Getz hang out from time to time. They can hand the phone back and forth and drive up Jerry DePoto's price. Between what? Bellinger and Robert? Have that conversation. Which one do you want, Jerry, as a center fielder? Or a multi-positional bat and Bellinger? Get that price driven up. Help each other out. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Top of the hour, we'll shift some gears and do some music and baseball confluence. Chris Kampka will join us in the 11 o'clock hour. And Cheryl Ray Stout at noon. It's a very busy Hit and Run. Continuing with your phone calls on the Score.
We're back with more Hit and Run.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball.
On 670 The Score.
No crying.
It is Hit and Run. In about 10 minutes, going to talk to two of my favorite humans, two of my favorite overlappers in the sports and baseball universes.
Universes.
I think it's universes. All right, I feel better. That I like to traffic in. We'll get to that. But let's take a few more of your phone calls on all things Cubs and Sox. Had a texter, by the way, on the text line say, who's more embarrassing now, the Cubs or the White Sox? Oh, God. With Colton Brewer's self-inflicted frustration injury now added to the mix. My goodness. And just what an awful, awful moment we're having in Chicago baseball. Stan in Bellwood, let's talk about it, shall we? How are you, Stan?
Thunder only happens when it's rain. I'm writing that down, Steve.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for clearing that up for me.
Yeah, one more.
Sure.
And Colton should remember that players only love you when you're playing. You know?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Maybe that would be helpful.
Hey, Speak, you learn something new every week on Hit and Run. You know that, right?
I do. That's for damn sure.
Steve, listen. Not one Sox fan, and certainly none that I know of, would disagree with you about Garrett Crochet. We all want to see the White Sox, you know, lock him up and have him here for the foreseeable future with a nice deal. But we have to be real here, Speaks. The White Sox are not going to spend their way out of this swamp that they're in. And if you know Jerry Reinsdorf, I think you can be relatively certain that he's not going to reward Garrett Crochet with a contract of, you know, the 5 years or nine figures, you know, $100+ million that pitchers of his elite status get routinely. So the return that he would bring, or Luis Robert, I'm for improving the White Sox, not just incrementally, but I want an impact trade here. So I'm not afraid of trading Garrett Crochet. And it's for the very same reasons that you were extolling A.J. Preller's virtues. He's not afraid to pay his stars or trade assets to make the Padres better and make them in the contenders. So trading Tommy Pham or DeYoung, those trades won't move the needle. I mean, I'm not interested in improving the White Sox from a 40-win team to a 50-win team.
I hear you, Stan. And look, you're right to throw the A.J. Preller thing back in my face in terms of the aggressiveness of the moment and having the opportunity. So I hear you. But then you add this to the mix, that a lot of teams out there are afraid that Garrett Crochet won't be able to pitch for them in the playoffs because of his innings limit and because he's never pitched this much. So once you get that added into the mix, I think you might be better off, regardless of what you think, in terms of actual value, you might be better off managing him and letting him pitch well and healthily and showcase the rest of this season. And then in the off season, when an entire season's work is available for somebody for next year, if you decide that's the time to be aggressive, I could get behind it a little bit more. But so part of what's informing me is the fact that there are very low offers out there for Crochet, according to Bob Nightingale and according to our Bruce Levine. This is Robert in Kenosha on the Score. Good morning, Robert. What's happening?
Matt Spiegel, the blood is in the water in the American League. The Yankees got two players hurt with Anthony Rizzo and Giancarlo Stanton.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm the Orioles, the Guardians, and the Mariners, I'm coming calling to the Cubs, and I want some players because I have three rabid fan bases that haven't won a World Series in quite a long time.
Yeah, so it's a good point. The Yankees should want Bellinger to play first base and some center field, 100%.
Yes, if I'm Cleveland, I want Cody Bellinger because Tyler Freeman has not been that great of a center fielder for me this year. And Guardians have two first basemen in the minors that are both left-handed power hitters. And then they also have a nice pitcher named Daniel Espino. So I'm definitely looking at them to get those guys. If I'm looking at the Orioles, Samuel Belsalo is a catcher, and he's not moving Adley Rutschman out of his position anytime soon.
Look at Roberts scouting prospects and potential organizations for deals. That is a Cub fan who has comfortably pivoted to sell mode and is arming himself and arming you, the Hit and Run listener, with options. Yeah. Boy, this sucks. It's just an absolute terrible place to be. It really is. I mean, it's freaking July. I know. I think the Bears, they show up in 12 days. Is that right? I saw Chris Emma tweet that.
I believe so, yeah. I think rookies.
Yeah. So Bears rookies show up in 12 days. Maybe there'll be a Zach LaVine trade to go along with last night's sign-in trade for DeMar DeRozan. He's on the Sacramento Kings now, by the way. But in the meantime, two sellers. Chicago baseball, what have you done to me? Ah, you've been good, though. You got a lot of good juju in the bank, Chicago baseball. You really do. For a guy like me, anyway. Let's talk about it with two of my favorite humans. I'm busy the next couple hours. Liam and Gerald, who you'll get to know. And if you enjoy when I do a little music and baseball crossover, you're really going to enjoy this segment. 11:40, Chris Kampka, the Sultan of Stat from Marquee, is going to join us. And Cheryl Ray Stout in 1 hour on the history of women in baseball broadcasting. I know you're going to find that interesting. We're here until 12:40, and then it's Cubs Angels pregame. It's Matt Spiegel with you on Hit and Run on the Score. Oh, yeah. Sing it, Colton.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.